Now, almost a week after the deadly Boston bombings, there's still no word on the motive behind the incident. Authorities say the surviving suspect, Jakar Sarnoff, is in serious condition in hospital and unable to communicate. He was detained on Friday but was badly wounded. His elder brother, Tamerlan, was killed in a shootout with police earlier in the day during a massive manhunt. U.S. police have accused the pair of carrying out Monday's Boston Marathon bombings without offering any evidence against them. Meanwhile, a U.S. law enforcement source says back in 2011, Russia asked the FBI to investigate Tamerlan Sarnoff. The FBI says that the interview with Sarnoff did not provide any information suggesting he was involved in terrorism activities. Let's go to Washington and talk to Dr. Randy Short, human rights activist. Welcome to the program. So, Dr. Short, many say that this incident was actually a false flag to first divert the attention away from rulings against Bush and Blair, and second, to fill the air, the media, I mean, with something that can act as a cover-up to other atrocities happening elsewhere in the world by the United States. Just how much is this believable for the average American who took part in the marathon event itself?
We really don't know. But what we do know is that people are going to sites like InfoWars, and journalists like Glenn Beck, no less, has a threat before President Obama to come clean on the Saudi who's alleged to have been involved by Monday. If Obama doesn't do it, he will. So there are people all over who are concerned. In fact, the Honorable Cynthia McKinney, to show you how interesting things are, the Jewish paper, The Forward, put out a lie that she said the government did it. And in the past, that would have gotten her excoriated. It's been virtual silence, which means more and more people seem to believe that they cannot trust the government. And there's so many things that would serve the government, like the price of gold dropping helps them hurt Iran with sanctions. There were some security bills that passed that allowed the government to do more spying. They claimed that a black powder was used. So, of course, the president had just failed to get his gun control bill through. You look at the things that people want to do nationally and internationally, and this facilitates that as well. You put in Chechens. Even the name of the first boy killed, Tamerlan, he's associated with ravaging Iran. There's a lot of circumstantial things that are odd, as well as the group Kraft International, which was led by Chris Kale, the guy who got shot on February 2nd. He was a sniper who shot 160 people, and it was his group that had the bomb sniffer dogs, and none of the dogs found the bombs or noticed the bombs. So there's so much that's sloppy. This was so poorly reported. Even they have a black male, and who he didn't do it, but they haven't let him go back to school. There's so many lies. They've tripped over themselves lying until it's very difficult for a lot of people to rally behind the official story.
Many class this as something in line with America's Islamophobia policies. I mean, day by day, we see a rise in Muslim converts, especially in the U.S. Just how much has the U.S. policy of Islamophobia been successful? Because it seems we're seeing the opposite.
It's completely failed. It's failed because they've been harassing and intimidating Muslims. They've been well-behaved until they have to invent it. Most of these incidents that occur are initiated by the FBI, which means that Muslim people have shown themselves to be law-abiding, to be ordinary people who want to serve their God and live like people and in peace, who are funded by the CIA or Homeland Security or these other ABC soup intelligence groups that create problems, that are doing all this. It is not the ordinary Muslims. And at the same time, they're inspiring Islamophobia here. They're funding all sorts of terrorism in places like Syria, MKO in Iran, and also Jindalah on the other, on the eastern end of your country. So, you know, let's be honest, it has failed. And I believe this is why they need it. This is why they need it to create something to rile up white nationalism in the country, because you know they want to send 20,000 troops to Syria. So you've got to get people to hate Muslims, to hate the other, to hate blacks again. So as broke as this country is, at least the poor people, they'll accept another war.
Indeed. Well, I'm sorry we have to leave it there for the time. Many thanks, sir, to Dr. Randy Short, human rights activist from Washington. As always, thanks for your time there, sir.